we're going to remain economically competitive. And it's a win-win because we can not only improve our infrastructure, but at the same time create jobs. As you all are well aware, the Blue Ribbon Commission has been working on these issues for the past 2 years. And this legislation attempts to address the issues that they raised. To give a little bit of history, first of all, the gas tax, of course, is the primary source. It raises over $700 million of the money that goes into the trust fund. And as the governor has already said, it has not been raised since 1992 when the price of gas was $1.10. The gas tax, of course, not only has not kept up with inflation, but with the increasing cost of improving our infrastructure, the price of intersection improvements, the price of paving lanes, the price of building things, all of that has gone up, even though the value of the dollar in 1992 is only worth 62 cents today. So there's no way that we've been able to keep up with building our infrastructure. I think we have done a good job with our system preservation. That has continued to be our priority. But since we were forced 3 years ago to cut $2.5 billion out of our capital program, that was almost 30% of our program. We have only continued to resurface and to save the system that we have. We have not been able to address any of our congestion needs. We have not been able to push forward with any new enhancements or any improvements in our transportation system. The governor has already talked a little bit about the price of congestion. The Washington region, of course, is the worst congested in the country, and Baltimore region is not far behind. In the Washington region, it's estimated that a person spends 74 hours a year in traffic unnecessarily, or more than 9 work days. It's only slightly better than that in the Baltimore area. It's estimated that Baltimore spends 52 hours a week lost simply sitting in congestion, either waiting to get to work or waiting to get home. We know that there are things that we can do to improve the situation. We have the red line and the purple line. There are needs you see on the boards here around the state. We work with every jurisdiction, and everyone has significant needs. And many of these projects have, in fact, been number one on their priority list for a decade or more because we simply have not been able to do what we need to do. We've had tremendous strength in our economic engines at the Port of Baltimore and at BWI, but again, it's been a challenge to be able to meet those needs. Fortunately, through things like public-private partnerships and partnerships at the airport, we have been able to push forward. We are clearly at a place now where we're going to have to make some very significant choices. We have been able to address pothole needs and safety needs, but again, we've not been able to add any lane miles or do anything to further promote our economic development in the past several years. As the governor said, there is clearly a cost to doing nothing in terms of jobs lost, business lost, family time lost, all due to growing congestion. We know that improving in our transportation infrastructure does promote jobs. As the governor said, the $1,613 million that we would be raised by this proposal, we would achieve 7,500 to 8,000 jobs per year, and that's based on the conservative federal estimates of what this would mean to our economy. I want to address some of the issues that have been raised with regard to the trust fund, one of them being the trust in the trust fund that a lot of people have been talking about. The Blue Ribbon Commission spent a great deal of time discussing this. But in fact, every penny that has been transferred out of the state trust fund for other purpose have been temporary transfers. In every case, that money has been paid back and in fairly short order. Over the past 30 years, approximately $540 million was transferred out of the trust fund to the general fund at various times to help with tough economic situations. And in fact, $544 million has been repaid back into the trust fund. So I really want to make sure that we really dispel that notion here today. Yes, there have been transfers since 2003 out of the highway user revenue accounts. These are the accounts, of course, that support local transportation. But as you all are very well aware, these are decisions that are made as part of larger decisions reflecting the state budget and all local aid issues, not just the transportation local aid issues. So I really want to make it very clear that everyone understands that the state transportation dollars have always been repaid and gone back into the trust fund. This legislation does attempt to address the highway user revenue issue. I know the counties and the cities have lost a significant amount of revenue the past several years, and I'm sure that they're here to talk about that today. But in fact, what this proposal does is reinstate up to 70% of the money for the municipalities and for Baltimore City. We all know that those small towns and municipalities have been especially hard hit. It also restores up to 40% of the money that the counties received at the height of the economic boom back in 2008. So we believe this is a very good proposal. I'm not going to go through the particulars because I think the governor explained those as well. We know that the gas prices are rising, but we've been through a variety of economies in the past 20 years, and there has never seemed to be a good time to address the gas tax issue. Through good times and bad times, as the governor said, we keep kicking the can down the road. Our gas tax currently is the 31 highest or lowest in the nation. With this proposal, it would go to the sixth, and that's assuming that other states are not raising their gas prices. And there are other states that are also trying to address these issues. While this recommendation is not exactly the recommendation that came out of the Blue Ribbon Commission, it is very much in sync with the recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Commission to try to address our transportation issues over a period of 3 years. The Blue Ribbon Commission recommended that the needs were in excess of $800 million. This proposal would raise $600 million, not quite that much, but a very, very significant amount to help us to remain competitive with our neighbors and continue to be one of the leaders in transportation around the country. So with that, thank you all very much for the opportunity, and I look forward, of course, to working with each of you as we try to continue addressing our transportation needs.